Were you one of those children who were praised for being good? Did you then try hard to be good by always agreeing with parents, teachers, or older relatives? Even if sometimes it was hard, you learned not to complain and bore it quietly? And now that you're an adult, do you still feel a responsibility to please other people? Do you constantly make an effort not to disturb or be a burden on others? But when there's someone who makes things difficult for you, you try just to ignore it or put up with it because it is not in your nature to do or say something that can potentially hurt someone or make someone feel uncomfortable? I have met many good people who suffer from depression, panic attacks, and other emotional disorders due to difficult human relationships. Such people tend to be gentle, well-mannered, and solicitous of others. They are the kind of self-sacrificing person who will habitually put other people's wishes before their own. Why, I wondered, do such good people often fall victim to mental and emotional suffering? I too was introverted and meek as a child, and so was often praised for being good. A good son who wouldn't give his parents any trouble. A good student who listened to his teachers. All this taught me was that it was good to be good. But when I went to graduate school, I began to feel that there might be a problem with only being good. In group work with students who were smarter than I was, with stronger personalities, I found that the tasks everyone wanted to avoid somehow always fell to me. I kept on telling myself that it was good to do good. But as time went by, it started causing me quite a bit of stress. When I opened my heart and spoke honestly to an older friend who was in the same program, he gave me the following advice. Be good to yourself first, then to others. It was like being struck by lightning. Up until then, I had only ever worried about what other people thought of me. I had never once thought properly about caring for myself or loving myself. When we say that someone is good, we often mean that the person complies with the will of others and isn't self-assertive. In other words, people who are good at suppressing their own desires in deference to another's are the ones who frequently get called good. If someone always listens to me and follows my advice, naturally I like that person and think of him or her as a good person. It seems that good sometimes refers to a person who thinks too much of others to be able to express his or her own will. While it is not always the case, there is a particular pattern that can be seen in our relationship with whoever raised us as a child. Many who are self-effacing in this way grew up with a dominant father or strong-willed mother, or as a middle sibling who received relatively little attention from the parents, giving rise to a strong desire to win the parents' recognition by obeying them in all things. In certain cases, when the parents' own relationship is not good, or the family dynamic is awkward in some way, there are also those who take it upon themselves to make their parents happy by being good. But the problem is that, by living in accordance with the demands of others, we unwittingly neglect our own desires and needs. If as a child you were indifferent to your own feelings, minimizing them or not considering them important as an adult, you will not be able to tell what it is you yourself want to do or who you are as a person. And then, when you encounter someone who treats you unfairly or makes things difficult for you, since you do not know how to properly express your own feelings, the anger that ought to be directed toward its instigator is trapped inside you and ends up attacking you instead. Why am I such an idiot that I can't express my feelings properly, can't even speak up honestly? Above all, please remember this. What you are feeling is not something that should just be ignored, but something very significant. The feelings inside you will not easily disappear just because you decide to suppress or ignore them. Many psychological problems come about when repression becomes a habit, and the energy of those suppressed emotions is unable to find a healthy outlet. Just as stagnant water becomes fetid and toxic, so it is with our emotions.